What's up, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Kennel Talk Podcast. Your boy, Cadet the Bow-Legged Assassin.
And your boy, DJ Kid G.
Oh, shit. Niggas had to be like, hey, man, how I say that shit again?
Yeah, you're right. I had to think about that shit.
Man. Hey, man. So we back with some shit for y'all, man. Mm-hmm. Hope everybody's been good. Thanksgiving was good. Hope y'all got y'all Christmas list ready to lose some fucking money to whoever y'all fucking on the side or the main, whatever. But yeah, man. How's shit been going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. Just chasing the paper per usual, and stacking and being low key. Mm-hmm. And that's really about it. Flying places too, but being low key about that too.
Well, you done got the Tezzy.
Yeah. I got a Tesla. It's definitely different. I'm not ever gonna go back to a regular car again. That's about it, man.
I just spent $71 to fill my tank this morning, dog.
I spent $11.
That must be nice, motherfucker.
And it lasts me 3 days.
Hey, man, when's the last time you seen my daughter?
Oh,
Yeah.
I see on social media
go
all the time.
Go ahead and say it. Never. Hey, man, listen. There's a war against Gerald right now. Listen. Okay? Gerald's invite to everything has been revoked until further notice.
Listen, man, I'm going to try to make
my daughter is 9 months old.
Listen, I'm going to try to make it South Florida.
That ain't met her.
Listen, try to make it. But things be coming up. Like, I hit up Cass.
This nigga
once
was posted up with these babies on Snapchat.
I know, I saw that shit.
Fuck them kids, nigga. Yeah, I'm on that time.
I was like, oh,
kids.
Shit. Like, yo, it's Thanksgiving. These people, I just saw them and they there, bro. I had no encounter with them for years.
Fuck them kids, boy.
Man, yeah, but yeah, man, I gotta make my way down there. I plan on trying to make one whole trip where I can get down there and see everybody's kids, because all my female friends say the same thing, like all the way down from Farrah to all the girls from CK.
You ain't seen
any
kids?
Nah, I ain't seen any kids in a minute. So I gotta, and they live like, you know, up the coast from each other.
One of these days, I told you, I'm finna pull up with your ass to one of them Thanksgiving, because y'all niggas be going crazy.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite holidays, man.
Shit.
Yeah, they be going in.
It be as good as it look, though.
Yeah. And everything is made from the house. Like, everybody gets a dish and we make it. And
focus on that.
Yeah.
It should be looking like a goddamn buffet.
Yeah, dog. That's exactly what it is. This year we had a whole pig.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Pig. I don't know about roasted.
That. I don't really fuck with the pig like that.
Roasted. I eat it, but
yeah,
I mean,
it look cool.
The person who did it, they roasted in the backyard.
Haitian or?
Haitian.
A word? Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen that from no Haitians.
Nah, I ain't never seen either, but
thought
he definitely.
You had some boricuas in them.
Nah. He definitely made, like, the pig turn into, like, one side pulled pork, the other side had like actual pig
pulled pork.
Yeah, like from the inside.
That shit
like
be hitting though, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Because with pork, that's why I don't eat pork, because like you gotta cook it perfectly, bro. Like,
yeah.
That squishy ribs, nigga, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
Bro. I need that motherfucker like falling off the bone, juicy, but not squishy, bro.
Yeah, this one was
gotta
sitting,
be cooked.
Was sitting, it was roasting for a minute, because like it's cooked from inside out.
Yeah.
It was good. I didn't have any because I'm not eating pork. But from what I hear, everybody liked it, and there was no leftovers from what I saw. Like everybody ate the pig up. I'm like, damn, that's different.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm in the city. I just landed like 2 hours ago. Do my little 2-3 days out here, man. Get a break to myself. Get some Chick-fil-A. Listen, I landed and I was just telling G this shit, dog. Like, I forgot how good a smooth road feels like, bro. Because in the Virgin Islands, bro, these roads are so fucked up. And don't let it rain. If it rained, there's about 50 potholes that's about to pop up, bro.
Oh, shit.
So literally, you're just playing swerve left, right.
The rain picks up the dirt because nobody really feels
it.
Because
they be putting, they fill it with some cheap-ass bullshit, bro. Yeah. Like, hey, man. The VI, the way they do shit out there is criminal, dog. Them niggas need to be investigated, man.
Yeah, they don't get paid for it.
The government out there is so fucking, yo, yeah, let me not get in trouble. But them ass backwards, bro. But nah, so, all right, so what's been going on in the news?
Well, a bunch of stuff, but it all depends on what you want to talk about.
We can talk about Kiki too, bro.
Kiki.
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 With that Usher shit, and then this shit popped up.
Yeah, but, you know, Diddy also.
Oh, let's talk about Diddy, bro. I believe that shit.
That nigga, yo, I believe every bit of it.
I believe that shit, dog.
Every bit of it, dog. Yeah. But the thing is, he's been, like, skating because he got money, bro.
And he don't ever address the shit.
Never.
Because usually motherfuckers be like, no comment. I think he don't even allow people to get close to him to ask that question.
The fact that shit was settled in one day, yeah. They must have had so much
evidence. But see, this is what people was talking about too, right? Was it about justice or was it about the money?
I mean, it was about the money, evidently. I think it's about both. I think it's ego.
But she ain't getting no justice.
No,
off
but she been trying to go after Diddy for a minute though. Yeah. This is the first time that they actually got.
She went public with it.
Public, yeah.
She tried to. Like,
exactly, and Diddy would beat that ass.
Yo,
nigga always hurt.
No, why does Laurie? Yo, pause. But this nigga does have a lot of booty, bro. That shit don't even make no sense.
What
dog.
The fuck, nigga? What the fuck? Hold on. Wait the fuck a minute.
You didn't see that shit.
No. Yo, I didn't see that shit coming out your mouth. What the fuck? What kind of gay shit is that, man? What the? I'm thinking like, yeah, he faking injuries. You know, yeah, this nigga always on the floor.
Look, bro, watch me.
I'm not looking at his ass, man.
I wasn't either. But that you heard the jokes when they talk about this nigga, dog.
No, man.
Niggas, what? Come on.
Now
bro.
I can't even watch the fucking screen, dog.
Oh, shit.
I can't even watch the fucking screen, bro.
I can't pause that one. That was a pause. Yeah,
no pause, man. He got a lot of booty. You can't pause that. You can't.
Bro, that was crazy.
Damn, you can't even know who for that, man.
Bro, like, man, anyway. but, yeah, man. They said, nah, that's some sick shit, bro, man.
Yeah,
he did a lot of shit. To, like, have niggas fucking your bitch and shit, bro, like.
And you videotaping and watching videos bro, and shit like that.
I believe it because they showed some shit where 50 Cent was talking about, he had got a picture.
Yeah, from some random person. Yeah. And then they
he hit Diddy up on some, like, damn, yo, this your shorty, like, you know, da-da-da-da. And Diddy's like, oh, yeah, I appreciate you. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah. No concern, why the fuck this shit is out there.
50 the only nigga that nigga calls Diddy out on shit. He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck about nobody.
He don't give a fuck, dog.
You gotta have enough dirt on 50 for 50.
And he gonna come at you 10 times harder.
Yeah, but man. Nonetheless, I think he did it.
Yeah, for sure. He did that shit.
There's a lot of shit that he just got anger management issues. And it shows you that
you remember when he was Joker?
Bro.
And he got into it with the nigga that was on Power. I don't remember that nigga's character name.
You talking about the nigga
that was extorting Tariq.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch the Book of Power. I didn't watch that.
Nah, it was on both though. He was on the first one that was just with Ghost and shit. I can't remember the nigga name, but like it was like some street shit. Like on the street. Diddy's a weirdo, man. That nigga's weird. That nigga's off his meds, dog.
Yeah, he's different. Mm-hmm. He's definitely different. But bro, there's been lots of industry people been warning people about, like, don't go to Diddy house. Mm-hmm. Don't go to them parties. Mm-hmm. You know, shit goes down, and it's different.
This his parties telling, are different. Telling grown men, when you going to go shopping with me?
Yeah.
What kind of shit
calling them daddy.
Yeah,
uncomfortable conversations.
Daddy? Fab or Jadakiss?
I think it was both of them.
Oh, no. No, it was Nori.
Yeah, he's calling him daddy and shit like that. He's like, yo. Yeah. He was like, it's uncomfortable. Nah, like,
that's like that one daddy. Nigga, dog. That nigga JD, bro. We was in college. Oh, yeah. That nigga called him Boo Boo. That one brolic nigga that be downtown, bro. You know what I'm talking about? That nigga called that man Boo Boo, nigga. It was like, everybody was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, dog. There's some things you just don't do, man. But Diddy been off for a minute, man. Remember Mr. Bentley used to hold the umbrellas for him?
Yeah.
They used to say that, yo, this nigga used to actually try and take a piss, and he'd be like, yo, take your cup, hold the cup, and take a piss in the cup while Diddy, like, basically holding Diddy's dick while taking a piss. Yeah, it was a lot of rumors, bro. A lot of rumors. Nah.
Enough money in the world.
Bro, I mean, he was what?
That nigga
could almost
damn
near his secretary.
But if he tried to write a book, guarantee that nigga's finna get
roped.
Stop.
Roped.
Quick.
They said so many times Cassie tried to run and he would send his goons out to go get her. Like, hey, y'all don't know where you thought you was going.
That's
like
sick,
some mafia type
some
shit.
Fucked up shit. And she was young. What? I think they said he was fucking with her when she was like 19?
Yeah. But you know, I'm gonna play devil's advocate a little bit. Like, don't come for me, y'all. But a part of me is like, at some point, when is it the woman's fault? At some point, it's got to be like, all right, nigga. Like, this nigga's doing all this
but
shit.
But he controlled everything, though. He controlled the finances. He controlled, like, every aspect. Like, he was paying for her apartment. So, it's like, she really had no freedom to just be like, all right, let me disappear.
Yeah, you couldn't stack up in a different bank account with your name and your information. You couldn't give it to a family member.
Diddy's a crazy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what he got control of.
Because she made, at some point, she made her own money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't do that.
But it still goes through him because he was like the manager and shit.
But okay, so now, years later.
What's that one song she had? Man, I wish I had my equipment. I want to be your official girl.
Yeah.
That was my shit. I think it was Lil Wayne.
It's crazy. Like at some point,
the girl's crying out for help, and we jamming out.
I mean, what you gonna do is Diddy. That's why J Lo. Part of me say J Lo left because she started seeing those signs after that accident, and they got arrested and shit like that. J Lo.
Yeah, because he can pull that shit off with these regular bitches. Even Carisha, Carisha. He low-key can't do that shit with her because she kind of already got a name, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, Cassie came out, it was like, all right, she cool, she cute, but she ain't have no establishment, bro. It just became she was Diddy's girl type shit.
Mm-hmm. She was nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's flawed, though. That's fucked up. I don't know. All right, so let's get into these topics real quick, man. What would be your, what's the expectation if you fly a bitch out?
I'm fucking. I mean, there is no other way to put it. I mean,
like how do you establish? Have you ever flown a chick out?
No, I've never done that. Okay. I flew it out. But
you flew out too.
Yeah, but I've never
flown. Okay, so what's the conversation for you flying out? Like, did you stay with the girl or how did that go?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the conversation?
The conversation gets to a point where,
did you fuck the person before? Or like, no. The link up was going to be the first time.
No, the link up would have been that weekend, would have been the first time.
Okay. So, yeah. So, what's the conversation?
The conversation would have been like something like, yo, I'm coming through, blah, blah. You know how niggas joke around. So, you going to let me. So, I'm going to go ahead and yada, yada, yada. And then they go, well, you never know. Maybe you need to come out here. Da, da, da. If I get speculations that you with it, then I'm booking my flight like this weekend. But if I get a speculation like, no, don't think you coming over here to do da da da. You come out here, you get your own hotel. Da da. Okay, cool. It's expected. Like I'm not doing anything.
Bitch would say that shit.
No, I mean some women are very blunt.
That's some wild shit. You gonna invite me to your city and then be like, oh, I need to get a hotel room somewhere else.
And that's cool. If I'm with it, I probably got another bitch in that same city.
You better not say nothing.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not.
Better not say nothing. Bro, shit.
At the same time, I'm not. I'm not flying out there if you just solo. Unless the only way I'm doing it, and just no bullshit, is if I'm really feeling the chick. Like if I'm really feeling her, and I see something going on, like where we can actually be more than just
Have I done that? Like a girl that I was like I'm talking to her, like fly her out.
I ain't never do that, but I can honestly say I wouldn't mind.
Like, I took that mega bus to some pussy in Atlanta from Orlando. It was well worth it.
I think we've all driven at least.
Yeah, shout out to that bitch. She let me put my dick in her ass.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, we back.
Dog. But yeah, no, that's the expectation, bro. For the most part, because I'm speaking from just being a man. You know, most men, I'm not saying all, but most men expect smashing cheeks. At least close enough to get past first base.
I don't think no woman, because, being that I'm in the VI now, right? I live there. Like, I'll see the couples that come through. And sometimes, like, even on the plane, for instance, it was like this old-ass white dude and this young black chick, right? And I'm just like, sometimes I could look at a couple and be like, this ain't a couple. Like, this nigga flew her out, right? But, like, in those situations... Because a lot of time women will like, all right, I'm going to just fly out. This corny ass nigga not finna do nothing. Then you find out this nigga's fucking crazy or fucking serial rapist or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sense where I'm just like, why do women put themselves in them situations? Like, bitches will go to dinner with a nigga they don't have no intentions of fucking with.
None.
Just to get a free dinner. Like, bro, why do y'all want to entertain a nigga y'all ain't fucking with, bro? Because niggas is not entertaining bitches they not fucking with.
Facts.
Either. Facts. And there's only one, it's two ways a nigga's gonna entertain a bitch. He's trying to fuck, or he's fucking with her.
Yeah.
Or he's fucking with her. Like, a bitch is gonna be like, eh, but I'm gonna fuck with him, though. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That shit ass backwards.
I don't know
though.
Where it's gonna go, but I don't think it's gonna go anywhere. I want
like, they know it's not going nowhere. Exactly. But they're like, all right, I'm gonna go on this date.
If I know it's not going nowhere, bro, you can't get me out the house.
I'm gonna accept staying these home. Gifts. Yeah, bro.
That's it. Hell I'm no. staying. I know it's not going to go nowhere.
It don't take much. I don't know how people be missing hints on like, oh yeah, this person not feeling you. Like,
but and also too, it's a part of some women that be like, I'm bored. I don't want to be at the house. Mm-hmm. There's nobody else that's hitting me up that I want to be with. So I'm gonna go get this nigga's money, or I'm gonna go be bored. Da 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 third. Mind you, sex trafficking is a big thing nowadays. So y'all go ahead and try to get these dinners and end up in somebody's fucking van with a hoodie on your head going somewhere. That ain't cool, man. Hmm. So watch what you do with these little dating apps and whatnot.
Yeah, you be thinking a nigga's nice and alright, nigga slipping shit in your drinks. You know, yeah. Not that. I mean, I ain't gonna say not to make women paranoid. Women should be paranoid.
Facts.
Bro. Like, don't ever go into no situations naive and shit. But all I'm saying. Motherfucker invite you, bruh. If you gonna go out the state, out the country, and it's just you and a nigga, bruh, don't be going if you're not feeling a motherfucker.
And be sure you know the motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
It's just so much that could go wrong with that scenario, that situation, and you think you know somebody, and next thing you know, when you land or when you go somewhere, there's five bitches or five niggas waiting to fuck the shit out of you or you know, rob
tell,
you.
Tell that
shit.
Nigga you want to take a picture of his ID. If he's mad, then leave that nigga alone.
Yeah, too.
Y'all, I'm going to send a picture of your ID to my friends. If that nigga's like, what the fuck? Yo.
Shit. It just makes so sense. Like, anywhere you go, if you digging them or if you feel them, it should be in a public lit area, sun out, you know, things of that nature. Like, somewhere where you know for a fact ain't shit going to go down, bring your own car. All kinds of shit, you know? Yeah. It don't make no sense because people are crazy. People That's are fucked. Crazy, bro.
Bitches be doing the sex trafficking, too. That's the other crazy
yeah, part. Yeah, dog. Dog, I was just reading some shit.
That'd like, be a pretty... Like, we had... Like, at work, right? We had this chick. She was... I forgot what country she was from, right? But she was with a girl that's from America. And, like... Oh, she was here for school. Like, she went to school in Miami, right? But how the shit will go, they'll meet a girl. And the girl will be like, oh... You know, you're a struggling college student.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go to this place. This guy's going to pay for everything. Next thing you know, they fucking and sucking. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker went to the VI. They was there for like 2-3 days. Motherfucker coming through the airport. She had a fucking regular ass bag. Nothing in there. Bro, you know how many times in Cali we would have like these F1. Well, it's the Visa. F1.
Mm-hmm.
They would come through and shit. And like, they're not there for no type of school. They were there for like 2 days. They ain't got no. They're not coming in with any bags because the person's promised them like, okay, I'm gonna buy you everything. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
You feel me? And like, to a person that's struggling, especially you come from a different country, and it's like, oh, all I gotta do is like, you know, suck and fuck or whatever.
That's it.
But you don't know where that shit can go. Next thing you know, you on a fucking boat,
going to Timbuktu in a canister,
bro.
Be in one dirty ass room.
You feel me?
Sending one man after another.
I got a daughter, nigga. I ain't trying to go taking on these motherfuckers here, bro.
It's wild, man.
I'm putting an air tag in all her shit. I don't give a fuck. Might put one under her skin surgically. Man, but anyway, all right. So, next topic, right? Is it cheating if your girl has sex with another girl?
To me, I mean, if she just did it for fun and I knew about it, or she told me, then it's not.
What you mean for fun? Like, what other way would she do it?
There's some people with curiosity. They feeling them. They don't know if they want to go down that route.
Even if she feeling her, you'll feel away? Like, she's still fucking with you, but she's like, yeah, I'm feeling this chick. You'll still feel away?
Okay, if you want me to be honest, I wouldn't feel away because she ain't got a dick.
Yeah, that's how.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not smashing her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bitch. You gotta go to the drawer. I can pull my shit out right now.
My shit is warm. I ain't gotta get warmed up.
Nigga. You feel me? I ain't forgetting this motherfucker in the suitcase. This shit on me at all times.
Exactly.
Bro, I don't know. I'll be thinking about that shit because a lot of niggas be mad, bro. Like, okay, I've heard stories where, you know, girls have had. Oh. Yeah, so I heard stories like where a girl, you know, was trying to entice a nigga into having a threesome. And the nigga felt the way on some like, oh, I'm not enough for you. Like, you not satisfied. Is that why you trying to, and you know, bring a bitch in? I'm like, bro, y'all niggas tripping.
Women are very, very spontaneous creatures. They always want a little bit more creativity, a little bit more. Like
a woman that's sure of herself.
Yeah.
That's a high self-esteem woman that will ask for a threesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Those are the best women out there.
And she doesn't want to be, it's not that you're not enough. It's just that she doesn't want it to get boring. Right. Mm. So a lot of times she might say, hey, do you feel good about me bringing in such and such? Bro, I remember when my homeboy told me, like, because he's a firefighter and she's a cop. and they, the way that they do their relationship is they can both fuck whoever they want, but it's under stipulation. Yeah, it's under stipulation. Actually, no, I said that wrong. He can fuck whoever he wants. Another girl can come in the picture, but the stipulation is that she has to pick the girl, mm-hmm. and she watches them have sex. That sounds kind of lit. I was like, "Yo, are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah, that's the kind." And she doesn't care. And oh,
would you go ahead?
And it can't be at their house that they have their kids and that they have an investment home. That they go to. Sort of like an Airbnb type shit. And that's where all the crazy shit goes down.
So that's the 50 Shades of Grey married couple.
Exactly. And she's there in uniform watching the bitch. Like, that's kind of sexy. Damn, I ain't gonna lie. Say this now,
though. Oh, okay. Say your girl allowed you to, like, you know, do your thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Hall pass.
Right. But she also gets to do her thing.
Then, you know, I gotta fight. I gotta, nah.
See?
I can't. Because I can't envision or have the
what
the,
if she just don't tell you? Like, you know,
she don't gotta tell thing. Me, but let's just she say she come home.
But, you know, it's never a conversation. Like, you do your thing and it's never a conversation. Y'all just agree that y'all keep it safe.
But see, that's the point. And here's the difference is when she come home like she's supposed to, the time that she's supposed to, but when she doesn't come home the time that she's supposed to, yeah, I'm be thinking out. About, yeah, man. And then let her go in the room talking about some, nah, I'm tired. You just got fucked. Like, my mind is running like that. Mm-hmm. See? So it's a little different when I do my thing because at the end of the day, you know, most women are oblivious to it. Most women are.
Oblivious to what?
To you just smashing another girl. And you just coming in saying, hey, babe, how you doing? I had a long day, blah, 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 blah. Unless you switched up.
Nah. Women don't be oblivious because the minute you switch up anything,
that's
bro,
what I'm saying. Unless you switch up. If hell you keep everything the same, then there's no, you know, arguing that. But if you, you know, start acting different, you know, not showing her the same love, then you giving her room to suspect. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is.
Well, I don't know. Me, personally, well, I mean, I've had that experience anyway. I'm not tripping off of my girl saying, like, oh, yeah, I want to have a threesome. Like, bro, at first, when it was brought up, I was like, I ain't believe it. But if a woman says that shit, bro, I'm not questioning myself. A nigga that's questioning himself in that situation, nigga, you probably got some weak dick, guys. I don't get that shit. That's weird.
But how would you feel if she was doing her own thing and you were doing how would you feel if she gave you a hall pass, but you had to give her hers?
I don't want to know. If you playing with me, keep it. I'm not going through phone, but I better not find out.
Yo, what you mean? That's something that y'all talked about. So it's not that you're gonna find out. It's just that if you so happen to find out.
No.
You know.
Christ.
Ugh. Hey, you gonna feel some type of way.
I'm the nigga that bitches get hall passes with.
I'm telling you.
Hey,
I'm telling you, I'd but rather.
You never know. I'm getting older.
As you get older, you never know. But until I have a man, I don't give a fuck. Go. Let a nigga fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of it anyways. Until I get like that, then I can say okay, I'm cool with it. But the thoughts of having my own girl getting piped down by somebody
What's
else.
What's that movie, bro? There's a movie. Yeah, I can't.
Adulting or adultery or some shit like that, where the nigga got cheated on.
Point,
He's tied his nigga up and he said,
you had to kill me.
Bring him over. And your woman is pregnant? And you banged her?
And she moaning, bro.
And she watched the whole thing and then she walked out.
And then he nutted at her, bro.
Wild.
Nah. I've always seen that snippet, bro. I can't watch that movie, bro.
Bro, just imagine. Can you imagine like something like that happening to you where you saw your wife?
You gotta kill me.
Your wife, bro. Get piped down
by a big ass black nigga.
Big ass black nigga, bro.
Wait, no.
No, it was a white boy.
White boy, okay.
But it was a white dude. The nigga that was caught up was big.
Yeah, big black guy.
Yeah. So, you know, saying, I'm sorry, don't do it.
No, nah, that nigga was losing his mind, bro. Oh my God.
Bro, she was taking the dick too. Taking
that
it.
Nigga's looking dead at him too. As he's pile driving your shit, bro.
Like,
that's
fuck.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, he's like, gun to the head, like, sit your ass down. What you gonna do, take a bullet? Yes. Shoot me, because I'm not watching that.
That's crazy as fuck. But okay. Speaking on sex, right? What's the turn off during sex for you? I wish we had a female for this one, but
yeah,
we'll probably run it back.
Yeah, like a part two.
Yeah.
You can't fart, bro. Like, I think that there's one. I think one general thing is hygiene. Like, I don't want to smell anything. Mm-hmm. So breath. Fart, yeah. Breath, whatever the case may be, man. Just do your thing, man.
You said like, fart though.
Fart. Have you ever had a girl fart? Bro,
the
I've had that.
Fart or the
no,
booty?
Nigga, the booty.
How the bitch farted?
Bro, I was just.
I done been close to farting now. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, nigga. I don't know if it was just in her stomach, but bro, she came out and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. And the room just smelled like
it
ass.
Smelled?
Bro, I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, no.
I'm good. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, you're not sorry. My room smelled like eggs.
What's the show I was watching? What's the shit? Rap shit on HBO Max?
Nah, man.
That shit pretty good. Issa Rae's doing that. The chick was about to fuck on a nigga and like her stomach growling, but she was just hungry though. She ain't farting. But I was just like,
nah, man.
Fart, nigga, and it stink?
And it stink.
Nah, that's crazy.
Smell like eggs, bro.
Damn, bro.
Oh, I opened the windows, everything. After she said, I'm sorry, she was embarrassed. She was like, I'm gonna just go now.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Nah, Lisa say I never talked to her again. But, you know, it's just. Bro, it happened by mistake. I don't know whether she just holding it. She could have went to the bathroom, kind of played it off a little bit,
but
stayed
she probably
in there.
Bring it out with her.
Nigga, she could have stayed in there for a long time.
Shout out to
and even take a shower.
Shout out to wifey. She definitely did that shit in Cali one time when she was visiting. Mm-mm. Motherfucker farted in the bathroom, nigga. All that ass brought that shit right into the bathroom.
Oh no.
Lucky I love her.
Yeah.
That shit,
see, you said the key word. You gotta be in love. Mm-hmm. Cause even then I'm gonna tell you, man, take that shit outside, man.
Still.
The fuck?
Facts.
No, take that shit
even
outside.
Still, I'm still gonna talk shit. I'm still gonna talk shit.
Like,
but for me, what's the turn off? Breath.
Yeah, hygiene.
Rough feet.
I don't give too much about the. Rough
I ain't gonna
feet.
Lie, man. I fucked this one bitch one time, bro. And what stuck out to me, bro? She has some rough ass hands. Like, she was a tomboy turned, like, girly girl, but she had rough fucking hands, dog. Like,
That turned you off a little bit?
Yeah, because I was like, bitch, you know what a bitch gripping
your
back.
You lotion up your hands?
Bitch gripping your back, and it's just like, oh, this ain't sensual, bro. Like, this
shit.
Ain't it. Yeah, nah, bro. That was one thing I was just like, nah. Or if a bitch, her feet.
See, the thing is, like, I'm not looking at your feet.
No, I'm not looking at it. This is what it is, right? Like, you ever had a bit like, okay, missionary, right? You mm-hmm. might put a bit. I like to put a bitch feet on my chest.
Chest. Okay.
And bitch, you cutting me.
The nails.
Not even the nails, nigga.
Oh, her
the
feet.
The bitch need a scrub, bro.
Oh, nigga. Cracked
yeah.
feet.
Yeah.
Scales and shit. Like a damn fish.
Bro, I just expect so much out of women, bro. I'm sorry, ladies, but it is what it is. I just, you know, I expect a lot from you. I'll put y'all on a pedestal.
You expect a woman to be in
it
her
It should
feminine.
Never be no BO. It should never be no bad breath, you feel me? Unless it's morning, but like, I feel like a stank woman, like, that shouldn't never be no sentence, dog.
I always say this. You girls have more product than any other species on the planet. Like, just going for women lotion alone. Just going to eye and look for women lotion alone. Bro, you go from lotion to skincare to eye to ear to nose, to, you know, all kinds of swipes and swooshes and, you know what I'm saying? In the men's section, we got three things of deodorant, maybe two kinds of soaps, and, you know, one lotion, and it says unisex.
I be on that skin shit, though, man. Like, I be trying to take care of my shit, but because I, like, try to take care of my skin, I'll notice when a woman has, like, good skin, bro.
But I think that goes for anything.
Yeah, it's these older ladies that I work with, bro. Like, their skin is fucking, like...
Flawless.
Flawless, bro.
But also, too, there's a lot of women that do all natural remedies. They're not, you know,
but
packing their pores with fucking...
Yeah. Like
makeup.
The makeup, yep. They don't wear makeup. Yeah. That's the one thing, too.
So, it's like their skin stays pure. By the way, ladies, I mean, like, you know, women may not agree with this, but makeup actually is bad for your skin. Like, genuinely bad for your skin. But people don't...
Because I know some women, you know, they just... Genetics, they gonna have acne. But, like, I don't know. When I see, like, perfect skin like that, I just correlate that shit to, like, this is a clean motherfucker.
Yeah. And you're clogging up your pores.
It's like a
all
discipline
kind of
thing, bro. Because if you actually have a skincare routine, bro, that's a discipline thing in itself.
It's like going to the barbershop. It's, you know, some guys go, they go specifically, probably the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, and the end of the month.
Shit, I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, so, and that's consistent.
Rough. See, I had the hat on, but yeah, I ain't taking that bitch off.
It's consistent. It is what it is. It's kind of like, you know, you get into a face care routine, you got to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Or have a girl or a guy that actually does facials for you, and you go there once or twice a month. Just like y'all like to set up y'all little spas and brunches, I can set up facials too.
Bitches want to have nice nails and fucking shitty skin, like,
yeah, that to me is wild.
Gotta be on top, cover everything, man. Like, shit, as a nigga, bro, I'll exfoliate every so often. Like, I could see my skin and be like, yeah, I need to exfoliate.
Yeah,
I'll be having the dead skin and shit, you feel me? I need that shit about it at all.
But I mean, a lot of people don't care, or they don't know, because ignorance is bliss, right? So at the end of the day, if you don't know, then you don't know. Just like I think past podcasts, I always say, you don't know what you don't like and what you don't until someone introduces it to you.
Where do you spray cologne?
So there's key parts. I spray it on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
I spray it on the collar of my shirt, and I'll probably put some on my wrist and like damp it on my like neck. Mm-hmm. But I don't spray like all over my clothes type shit. One, you're wasting cologne. Two, there's hot spots. It's considered hot spots.
What do you call it? Why do you call it hot spots? Because you expect the women to
smell. Exactly. You like know, when they give you hugs and shit like that.
Like, I'll get out the shower and like I'll lotion and then spray. I feel like the lotion kind of holds it in a little more. You feel me? And then like if I do have once I put clothes on, like I'll spray like behind my myself, bro. And like, I need motherfucker to be like, damn, you smell good. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you goddamn right, I smell good.
And it also depends on the girls that you fucking with too. If they short, you already know the centerpiece is always going to be like that, where they put their face or head, you know, and they be like, damn.
Yeah, I need to re-up on some cologne, you know, bro.
Yeah, same here. Shout out to Ray. That nigga, you go in that nigga Ray's bathroom, that nigga has a cologne collage. Like, legit. Like, I almost stole some one day, but I said this is my homies.
You ain't seen my shit, bro.
Dog. That nigga is.
When I got into sense, bro. Every drill, when I was in the military, I would buy a new cologne.
Damn.
Every time, dog.
Yeah, his cologne.
Yeah, I need to re-up, though.
His cologne is, A1. Ooh, choked up.
Damn, nigga, you all right?
Yeah, man. I don't know what the fuck going on.
You can take a shot of rum, bro.
God damn.
Nigga dying. Yeah, man. All right. So, turn-offs there. Is there any other turn-offs?
I'm sure there's more. And I'm sure there's other people that, you know, they talk about, oh, when you don't take off your wig and blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
I don't like tests during sex. Bitch, stop quizzing me. Stop asking me all these questions. Whose pussy is it? You like it? You got enough for me? Like, it's a certain way to talk, bro. I be like knowing when it's forced, dog.
When it's forced is because she's trying to take control and don't know how to take control.
It ain't that. It ain't it.
It ain't it. It's you're doing something that's not even in the category of sex right now.
I'm going to talk a motherfucker through the orgasm. You feel me? Like, man, listen, you got to know what to say. You feel me?
But it's moments, dog. I was going to say moments and spaces. Yeah, like spaces. Bro. Like
you got to know when to
put that in there.
You
got
to know when to shut the fuck up. You got to know when to get in that bitch. Yeah, ear, man. You feel me? Because that shit going to make a motherfucker go crazy.
But a lot of times women, low key, women won't tell you this, but they try to rush sex because they're pretty much done. So when they're done, what they do is they try to kind of talk you into a nut.
Don't do that. The best way to make a nigga nut is say don't nut. Don't nut. Once you say nut for me, it's not gonna happen. Once you tell a nigga,
oh, yeah,
don't nut right there. When you say right there, that nigga, oh. Ain't no fucking way in that shit, bro. I don't know what the correlation is, dog.
It's just the moment that you know she want more.
Yeah, bro.
And more is not coming. That's
I got nothing left for you, baby. Yeah,
baby.
One more thing. All right, boom. Last topic. Can you turn a hoe into a housewife? And vice versa. Can a hoe ass nigga become a husband?
I think they can become a husband. They can become a wife physically. But mentally, I think that urge of fucking somebody else is still going to be there. Have you ever seen that Netflix show called Fuck You, I think it's called? Whereas a white girl that's married to a rich husband, got everything, but she kept going back to her husband. Nah. I think it's Sex You or Fuck You, some shit like that, but it's wild.
Yeah.
So basically she...
was on Netflix?
Yeah.
I think I heard it, but I ain't know.
And basically she kept going back to her ex consistently through her marriage because her ex... She used to think about the sex that she used to have. Yeah. And the sex is unmatchable. And she could not get rid of her ex to save her life.
It's a gift and a curse.
So her husband was just sick and to the point where he tried to be spontaneous. He tried to match up with them. He went to
I think someone just described it to me.
Yeah, dog. It's crazy.
Yeah, he tried to... I think I heard about this shit. The nigga was trying to do some wild shit, right?
Yeah.
Or wasn't he getting turned on or something?
He was trying to get turned on, but the shit wasn't working for him because he was just fucking a regular.
Okay.
You know, whereas she was getting spontaneous fucks all through college. They would just fuck everywhere. But the thing with him is,
you think you could fuck your girl like that? How you would fuck like a random chick? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because, like, I feel like a random chick, you more likely, like, all right, I'm going to fuck you on this balcony, or I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah, because it's different pussy. And yeah. So it's a different type of motivation. So, like, when you've had your girl for so long, you can have some exciting moments
here and there. You think it's a disrespect thing where you fuck? Like, think it's a respect thing that you wouldn't fuck your girl in those crazy places?
I don't think it's a disrespect or a respect thing because at the end of the day, she don't know. Or...
saying, like, okay, say you had a side chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think you'll fuck your main chick in the same place as you'll fuck your side chick?
Oh, no.
So no. Why, though? That's what I'm saying.
It's certain things is sacred. You know, it's just... Let's just say I had a side chick, right? And we used to fuck at this specific movie theater in a specific back place, and then I bring my girl there. At the end of the day, it won't feel right.
Because... not even just like that. I'm just saying, just like a public setting, period. Like, okay, you fuck your side chick in a movie theater. Okay, now your main girl wants to fuck in, I don't know, standing outside of a fucking car in a parking lot somewhere. Like, not even in the car. She wants you, like...
outside.
Yeah, like, no. Tagging her from the outside. No. See, why, though? Why? That's what I'm saying.
Because okay, so there's this saying, you never treat a hoe like a housewife, but that goes in both settings, right? So at the end of the day... like, there's ways you fuck whores. Mm. There's ways you fuck side chicks. But there's ways you fuck your wife. Yeah. There's ways you fuck your girlfriend. And those ways, I'm not going to fuck you for a peeping Tom to see
how your ass is looking.
Like, I'm not trying to fuck you like
hell
that.
Nah,
we're not in our young years where I ain't give a fuck. Like, and this at third. Now, but you know how many times I've seen, like, videos of niggas on balconies in fucking Miami getting tagged.
They think nobody watching.
And niggas is zooming in.
Like a motherfucker.
Zooming in. Them niggas be me.
Niggas got tattoos and shit.
Yeah, dog. Markings. Identifiable shit. It's like, nah, it's, it comes a time where it's like certain things are sacred. Like if you go to an island and
different
countries. It's on some, like, no one's around. Like I was in a villa. I was in a nice little villa in fucking Mexico, Tulum, bro.
Fuck Mexico.
Like, yeah, fuck Mexico.
Yeah, we got Mexico listeners. I'm sorry. But fuck Mexico.
Bro, but I was in Tulum. And this nice little, bro, there's no other resorts around type shit. Like, they have showers outside. Mm-hmm. Like, you can take a shower outside of your room.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just that type of vibe. So you already knew niggas was going to be naked. So it is what it is. But there was no way a peeping Tom could see us doing anything. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. But I just can't.
Would you walk on a nude beach?
I've done a nude beach before.
Were you naked?
Not with me naked, no, but like...
Just washing shit.
Just being, but you know what's crazy? The nude beaches, you would think that you would find some hoes and then there's...
a bunch of old people.
Bunch of old motherfuckers.
Yeah, old
bro,
shit.
Old motherfuckers. And you see more dick than pussy.
You ain't gonna see
and it's like,
though.
Fuck, I ain't come here for this shit.
Hell nah. What country we went to where they had them big booty motherfuckers? Oh, that was off that cruise.
Nigga, you talking about niggas?
What the fuck?
You been on a
yo, rail. What's wrong with you?
Nah, you been on some rail.
What's up with you?
You threw me off. You threw me off with the whole. I just want to make sure, man. You threw me off with the Larry conversation. I just want to make sure we talk about the same thing. No, I don't be seeing it, dog. I don't be seeing it. I don't be seeing it, dog. That's just like bitches that watch football and they be like, ooh, that man got a big booty.
Yeah,
like, nah, man. I don't watch that shit for that. Make the whole shit go. Now I never can watch Larry now.
Let me rewind it,
bro. Nah, dude, what the fuck? No, nigga. I ain't trying to see that shit.
Nah, bro, we was in Bahamas, dog. We was on the
like,
cruise.
Yeah, man, this thing got a whole lot of ass.
Randy, bro, and then we was on. We had the. We was at the beach, and it was two thick ass bitches. It was like one Spanish and one black one, I think. That shit's still on my Snapchat shit.
I think I remember they was on the sand, they sitting or some shit. Yeah,
walking. That's a dumb fake though. But yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I could do that, man.
Dog, this game going back and forth like a motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, they keeping up.
Anyway. But yeah, man. Alright, so you know, I brought Kid. Fresh off a flight, you see what I do for you guys? Fresh off a flight, I'm like, yeah, we gotta get something for the fans real quick, you feel me?
Yeah, man. I miss y'all, man. Niggas been busy.
You know?
I'm too busy adulting.
You feel me?
And adulting feel kind of good. I ain't gonna lie.
And bills and shit, man.
Yeah, yes. Besides that, car note ain't fun either. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is what it is.
And you never lie. But as always, man, it's your boy Cadet the Bow-Legged Assassin.
And your boy DJ Kid G.
Hey, be sure to... Yeah, continue to follow us on Spotify. Get them numbers up because they need to cut us a check for sure. Follow the Instagram page, KendallTalk_podcast. You want to shout your shit out?
DJ Kid G, KIDDG _ on Instagram. My shit is open. It ain't private.
Word. One of these days, I'll call my shit out. I don't think I've called my shit out enough.
Yeah, you haven't.
If ever or never, I don't fucking
you
know.
Haven't.
But yeah, follow the Kendall Talk page. All right, we out.
All right.